This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I'm sure you're happy to be with, I think you're happy to be with me, I don't know. We'll see in a few minutes, but I'm really going to crank in here. I am Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. You know, I love it. A weekend of violence that has been pushed by the Democrats. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. Kimberly Marin's going to join me in a little bit. Also, talking about some of the issues of the day. Apparently, Hillary didn't feel like Bill did anything wrong because Lewinsky was an adult. And I'm thoroughly confused at this point. I don't know what it takes. If you're a Democrat and you're trolling me, I'm sure you know how to get me a message. Let me ask you a question. What does it take? See, I hit the ground running again. What? Just go. Okay, just go. You're listening to some show on some station, someplace, and we'll just keep going. So, I want to know what it takes. Would a Democrat please write me? Let me know exactly what the guidelines are by which we can say a Democrat is a sexual assaulter. Right? I heard no less than two Democratic strategists defending, who's that guy? Minneapolis? Ellison, Keith Ellison, right? Defending him. And here's what the defense was. You're going to love this. The defense was that the woman that he allegedly, I'm talking like the Democratic strategist, the woman that he allegedly hit or was violent with, said there was a video, and since there was no video, then there's no crime. Are you hearing that? So because the woman said to that, see, we can't take her at her word because she was speaking against the Democrat. Remember, her word should be gold. Isn't that what we hear? Because she said that he should be guilty. But two female Democratic strategists today said that because she couldn't produce the film, there's no evidence. Therefore, it doesn't exist. That's funny. Didn't Professor Ford say that there were three witnesses? And then she couldn't produce the witnesses? She can't produce the house, the street, the time of year? Nothing. Oh, except that it was Kavanaugh for sure. That was the only thing she could produce for sure. And she couldn't even produce that. And again, she said she had three witnesses. She had no witnesses. At least that's what they say. So, this is why they're in so much trouble. This is why it's hard to believe them. Pretty much anything they say at this point. Don't you agree? And I'm telling you, people on the left will defend her, right? Just like they defended Billy Bob. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes, too. That's like out of control, stupid. Can you believe the woman defender, the one I always hear about, Mrs. Clinton, has done so much for women, except Lewinsky. Right? She's done so much for women, except for the ones that that Billy Bob sexually assaulted and raped in one case. Right? She's done. What has she done? She's hurt those women. Juanita Broderick. That was the name I was thinking of. Right? You're all going to say that's ancient history. Then drop the Kavanaugh stuff. Ancient history. See, they're really to bind now because they can't have it always. They're trying like heck, but they can't have it always. Trump, you're going to love this. This is going to make some of your eyeballs pop. Trump has had a 36% approval rate among African Americans. What are you going to do with that? Even as cable news network debate reports of the existence of a recording of the president using a racial slur, a newer poll from Rasmussen reports that the president is at a very, very, very high approval rating. Now, at Real Donald Trump, the approval rating among black voters is 36%. Rasmussen said in a tweet this day last year, think about this, think about the jump he's made here. Last year was at 19%. So we're going to have Deontay Johnson on with us. We have him on the show from time to time. And young black man that's just, in a positive way, tearing up, and I mean tearing up D.C., with blacks for Trump. Black Americans for Trump. Why we even have to go down that road, I don't even know. But I guess it makes everybody happy. It makes it feel better, whatever. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And like I said, since I get so much heat over some of this stuff, I'm going to wait for Kimberly to come on to talk about the Hillary stuff. But to continue on with the black Americans, it's a really high number for a man who only won 8% of the African-American vote in 2016. Now think about that. If he has 8% of the vote in 2016 and he still won the race, what's going to happen in 2020? Really? I mean, even after the fights with Omarosa and others, right? You think the black community would just turn on him. He's just a nasty man. He must hate black people. Right? Now, she said that he used the N-word. I don't know when or how or where she has... Well, maybe it's the same instance as the other thing, right? So she can't produce her tape, produce how real it is. So why should we believe her? I'm Joe Mattini, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Kimberly Warren joins us after the break. You definitely don't want to miss her tonight. Guaranteed. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. 22 days before the blue spanking. I don't know any other way to put it. Funny, I'm sitting around even with my buddies today at lunch talking about what's going to take place. I'm the only fool at the table, apparently, saying that, no, you guys need to shut up because they're talking about losing the House and maintaining the Senate. I said, bullpuckies, we'll get 7 seats in the Senate and we're going to maintain a stronghold of the House. I do not believe we're going to lose the House. I do not believe that middle America would like to sweep up the crumbs and give them back to Nancy Pelosi. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, God is good. Whether you believe in him or not, he's still good. I don't really care. Avenatti wallet just got a lot thinner. Federal judge dismisses Stormy Daniels' defamation suit against Donald Trump. Now, a federal judge in California, of all places, on Monday, dismissed a defamation lawsuit on adult film star. Why don't we just call her a porn star, right? What is this stuff? Stormy Daniels, she filed against President Donald Trump, ruling the president's criticism of Daniels was protected by the First Amendment. Daniels, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford, filed a suit in April after Trump described her as a con job in a Twitter post. Well, that's, it's a family show. I'll keep it clean. Anyway, Judge James Otero indicated during the argument last month that he believes that the tweet by Trump appeared to be protected speech. In his ruling Monday, Otero described it as a hyperbolic statement aimed at a public figure. And guess who has to pay the bill? Well, she doesn't have to pay it, but I want to bring her on for a comment. Kimberly Moran joins me, she does every week, to talk about the crazy stuff going on in the news and just in and around us as a whole. Kimberly, hi.
Hi.
Doesn't this tickle you?
Avenatti.
Well, you know, it hasn't been her 15 minutes of fame. Remember, she was the one that was wronged, and he's on all these TV shows.
Yeah, he just basically used her as a stepping stone to, I don't know what, to be in the limelight on the Jerry Springer show that is the Democrat Party today. I have no idea.
Oh no, you're so right. It is. It's just, it is like a long segment of Jerry Springer. I came across his show the other day, and somehow it's in reruns. How does that stuff replay? I don't even get it.
Because people watch it.
The two beers, a bag of pretzels, and nothing else to do in your life. Anyway,
I wouldn't watch it even then.
But this isn't this great, though. I mean, really, seriously, it's funny how they can hurl anything they want at the president, and he's just supposed to take it. But yet they believe they're going to hide behind the First Amendment. Are they serious? Or try to?
What, you mean Avenatti?
Yeah.
That was his excuse?
Originally, says, you know, they have a right to throw anything they want at him, but he doesn't have a right to respond back. He said it on one of the shows.
Well, no one ever accused him of being the brightest bulb on the tree, did they?
No, but he's got a law license. I mean, seriously.
Oh, Joe. Yeah,
be nice.
So did Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, Barack Obama.
I like the way you said that.
Okay.
They did have one, right?
They did have them, correct.
God bless America.
Okay, so let me just let you know, remind you of something.
Uh-oh.
Sheila Jackson Lee,
I believe,
has a law degree.
Is she really? I've just lost total respect for the law and for the law system in this country. Total and utter respect.
Having a law degree or having a law license, I mean, it's a hard work to pass the bar exam.
Can you imagine?
But it doesn't. No. So, saying he has a law license doesn't really mean much.
When the Constitution was signed 679 years ago.
So, you know,
all right, anyway.
Using that to try to think someone's smart, it just doesn't work with me.
No, it's great. It's just so great. I mean, seriously, when you think about this stuff, you think about what Sheila Jackson, see, you blew my whole mind just now. You realize that, right? I'm pretty much done at this point.
It's really, you know what's really sad is the things I remember. Like, just, and it's funny because Democrats seem to not have memories or good memories because they'll bring up something to try to get people or say, you know, oh, this person's bad or whatever. But then this memory comes back into my head that they did way worse already before. So what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And I remember all that dumb stuff.
No, I love that stuff because I always say the same thing. The reason they're so afraid of that big interweb thing is they can't scrub it the way they want to. So all this old stuff keeps coming to the surface, and they don't know what to do with it. They can't. It's just like this thing that I said to you, that Hillary said, right? Now,
right.
She says that Bill's affair with Monica Lewinsky was not an abuse of power. Why would you listen to the whole thing? Because Monica was an adult. Hello?
Yeah.
Are we serious here?
That's one of those, I can't believe this moron just said that. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't know if she's trying to justify his behavior or what. I can't even. Joe, come on.
No, come on. Listen, the reporter says to her, actually says to her, you know, so shouldn't Bill Clinton have resigned when all this was going? Well, of course not. No, he shouldn't have resigned because, you know, there wasn't an abuse of power. Lewinsky was an adult. Like, really?
He was the president and she was 24 years old. Hello? She's a freaking intern. That is an abuse of power, whether you're the president of the United States or a president of a company. It would be considered an abuse of power having an affair with an intern because you have power over that person.
And there were a lot of younger women that were on some of these interview shows. Now, look, so my trolls don't get all crazy. It isn't me saying this. It's these women that were both on the left and the right say, look, you don't understand when you're a young girl, you're enamored. I mean, here's the president, the leader of the free world, the president of these United States. He should have been smart enough. He should have been mature enough to look at her and say, look, I could be a grandfather, young lady. You know, get out of here or whatever. And he didn't do it. So could you say that they're both culpable to a degree? But based on what they said, you know, she was enamored with him. And he should have been the adult in the room. Do you agree with that?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Give me a little bit more than yes, will you? Anyway.
You wanted me to argue, didn't you? Too bad. Too bad.
Oh, God. But how does she get away with... How does the left let her get away with saying, you know, Hillary saying, well, Lewinsky was an adult, so it's not a big deal, and, you know, it is what it is, and. I mean,
how does the left, listen, it's not just Hillary, how does the left let anyone who's a Democrat on the left get away with the stuff they get away with over all these years? How? I mean, up until the Me Too movement, everyone still revered Bill Clinton, and he was a serial sexual assaulter and accused rapist.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they still don't want to forget them. Look, I go for a quick break. But I agree with you. It boggles the mind. I'm Joe Mattini, your host, just on the Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes for Kimberly Marin. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have-
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. There is new information about the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Reports the Saudis prepare to admit he's been killed, possibly by accident, during an interrogation at the consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Turkish authorities finally get into the building 13 days after the Washington Post reporter disappears.
We're going to do a lot, and we're doing a lot for Florida. We're now going to Georgia. Georgia was hit very hard.
In other news, President Trump and First Lady Melania, along with Florida Governor Republican Rick Scott, visiting areas in Florida and Georgia hit hard by Hurricane Michael. Damage catastrophic and expected to total in the billions.
They say 50 years ago, there was one that had this kind of power. 50 years ago, that's a long time.
And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down 89, the NASDAQ down 66, and the S&P 500 losing 16 points. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee at eAuto Bank. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Good Halloween song, almost, maybe. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So much appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring her in because you enjoy having her on so much as I do. Kimberly Marin joins me every week. She actually guest hosts for me, too, from time to time while I'm out doing what I tell you people to do, which is get involved in local politics, right? I'm out. Actually, I am war wounded from being out. Did you hear about that? You heard about that during the break, right, Kimberly?
I was just going to say, what's the band-aid on your lip? Did you mouth off the Tammy?
Yeah, she took a swipe at me. I made a mistake of moving in the wrong direction. You know the big signs that you see? The 4x8 signs that you see all over the place, they're plastic board. Right? So they're like cardboard on their plastic. And when they cut them, I mean, you can cut a tomato on the edge of these things. Right? They're so sharp. And here I am trying to pull this out of the back of the truck. I'm yanking and yanking and yanking, and I did the guinea thing, and it came out at 100 miles an hour. Thank God it turned my face. It hit me right in the lip. There's blood all over the signs. And I said, I have not got time for stitches. I'm not doing this. So I, you know, came home and cleaned up and pulled it tight with a Band-Aid and went back out and put the signs up, bloody and all. And heck with it. Let them see that I was willing to give blood for the cause. You know what I'm saying?
Really? Do you really want us to believe that story?
I've been working on a weekend. You better believe it. Because I knew I was going to have to explain myself. I was hoping it would be...
Get some butterfly Band-Aids. It'll look really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I took one for the... You know, I fought those Antifa guys. That's what I can say, right? Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. You could totally have made up some really good story. Not getting hit in the head by a sign.
Well, look, I'm a truthful idiot. I don't know what to tell you. Anyhow. I want to go back to the Hillary thing for a second. And I know we got a lot of stupid people out there that listen. We got a lot of trolls that listen to the show. We'll write about all the nasty things that I said later on, and I don't really care. But here's the deal. How long, what is she, maybe she's a witch. Maybe she's a true witch in the true meaning, and she's got a hex on all those people in the Democrat Party. How am I going to keep giving this woman credit and kudos and hold her up in high esteem? I mean, she took the heat off of her husband, or tried to anyway today, by saying that Lewinsky was an adult. Yeah.
Again, that's just how the left rolls, Joe. You know that. You've seen over and over again how they think some of the most horrific people are just fabulous and fine, or they ignore their behavior that is atrocious and just keep chugging along. They don't care. I mean, Anthony Weiner, a.k.a. Carlos Danger, was sending young women pictures of his junk, got in trouble for it.
Wait a minute. Now, I can't let you falsely accuse somebody. We don't do fake news on this show, okay? Because if you recall, the phone was in his pocket, and it snapped pictures of his junk. Don't you remember?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's why he's going to prison now. I mean, or was in prison, whatever. But the point is, so he did that, right? He resigned. Eventually, Democrats even pushed for him to resign. But guess what? Then he ran again.
Yeah.
He ran again for New York.
He ran for
mayor,
governor,
right?
Right.
Mayor,
oh, mayor
that's
of New
right.
York. That was great. I'm thinking, wait a minute. Didn't, my God, seriously? You guys going to let him get away with this for real?
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, he did that. Sorry, Facebook keeps giving me trouble and telling me to log back in. I'm probably going to get banned on my Gulag page now.
There you go. All right. Yeah.
So he did that, and then he ran again. I mean, look at Roman Polanski. He's banned out of this country, or if he comes back here, he will go to prison for raping a 13-year-old. They still love him.
And did you hear Whoopi's comment on that? That wasn't rape.
Yes. This is what I'm saying. Like, if these people serve a purpose to the left, they don't care that they are horrifying people who did bad things. I mean, some of these people think Che Guevara was actually a revolutionary and fabulous, and he was nothing but a cowardly, murderous piece of filth.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of course, I'm right.
Yeah, no, hey, I can't even argue with you. But listen, on the bright side of things, apparently Elizabeth Warren, for a very short period of time, truly had Native American DNA. You know, for a short period of time, right? I mean, apparently there's
been
two corrections to the DNA reading, but in less than 48 hours?
What is it, like one out of 2,024 or something, really? That's what it turns out to be?
The genome is 1 over 10,024% Native American, okay?
That's brilliant.
Listen, here's how this works. If they consider her a Native American, okay, then they have to consider me black. All right? And you're sitting there scratching your head. Because my ancestry is from Sicily. And Sicilians are black Italians, and not in verbiage, but remember, the Ethiopians were there. I mean, that island has been given up to everybody at some point in time, because Italians don't fight very well. But, so I have black blood in me. So if I come up with a number of 1 over 10-24%, shouldn't I be considered a black American at that point? If she's
okay,
a
Rachel.
Native American, come on, help me.
I'm just going to call you Rachel from now on, or maybe I should call you Sean King.
God. Well, either one will work. It just depends on how I feel during the day, right?
Depends on what you identify as at the moment.
Yeah. And this comes from the Boston Globe, so you know it's real, right?
Yeah, they're brilliant. I saw that over the day, the adjustments, and I'm like, are you kidding me? So I just, like, ignored it. And what I think is absolutely hilarious is that this is clearly something affecting her campaign, that she felt the need to release her DNA report. obviously she's not doing that well in Massachusetts if she felt the need to do that. Because let me tell you, that's definitely Jerry Springer material right there.
This gets even better.
Who is your father? It's not Luke, sweetheart.
So this gets even better. Now, you're going to love this one. First of all, the analyst who looked at supposedly Warren's DNA, it was done by a guy by the name of Carlos Bustamante, a Stanford University professor and an expert in the field who won a MacArthur Fellowship back in 2010. When you look at the story a little closer, what you find out is he admitted that he didn't use her DNA against Native American DNA to make a match. So, that's great. That's great and wonderful.
Did he use it against a donkey?
Number two, he says, the article says that she provided her, so nobody came in under specific laboratory, you know, kind of conditions. She provided her DNA to a lab in Georgia who then forwarded to Bustamante. And I'm thinking to myself, this is like the guy that goes to the parole officer, right? Because he's supposed to be drug tested every week with urine, but he gets it from his sister because he knows he can't pass the test.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Oh, my.
You can't make this stuff up. I mean, really.
No, that's the sad part. You can't make this stuff up. The worst part is it's reality. That's what makes it even worse.
God, I love this stuff. I love this stuff so much. It's just amazing. All right. So we're not going to be able to finish it in this segment. We're going to have to carry it over. But here's the deal. You heard Holder and now Hillary and others on the Dem side, you know, the wonderful, loving, caring side. You've heard them call for violence, right? I mean, flat out violence. I'm just totally upset here because what happened to love Trump's hate? I don't get
that. Was just, I don't know what that ever was, because the left has been some of the most hateful people I've ever seen or experienced in my entire life. So I don't know where that came from. That must be the true flower children of the left-wing party that, you know, they're far and few between, that drive Priuses and hug trees.
It's that old leftover. Remember the hippies of the 60s when they used to put the flowers in the end of the rifles, all that stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You saw those. Yeah. I know you saw those pictures.
Yeah. Yes, I have. Yeah. They're cute.
They're cute, yeah. No, it just never stops. It just never stops with the hypocrisy. But I don't even know if it's hypocrisy. Well, we got to go for a break. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Kimberly Marin will be with us on the other side of the break, I promise.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
We are back. Man, God, it just something. The only thing I remember about that show was, I know I'm going to get in trouble for this, but you freaks hanging outside the theater at midnight. You're like, the line was around the corner at midnight. I'm thinking, don't you have anything else to do? And you look like you're out after. Yeah, I know. You were probably one of them, right?
Oh, I didn't dress up, but I did like that.
Oh.
I was just a teenager, so we used the excuse. I would tell my mother, God rest her soul, she knew this afterwards, that we were going to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and it didn't start until midnight, Mom, so I can't come home until 2. And I got away with it. I only really saw it once back then.
I got, that was definitely a different play, I don't even know what you want to call it. Anyway.
Oh, so much. I love Tim Curry. Tim Curry is so awesome.
Yeah. Well, God bless America. That's all I got to say.
I love Halloween, and I love that kind of stuff. So, yes, you shush. You just shush it.
Oh, all right. Well, let's get back to the demise of the left. Listen, you had Dr. Gerard Lamiro on your show a couple weeks ago, right?
Yes.
And you know he predicts the demise of the left, right? He predicts that the Democratic Party in the next 3 to 5 years won't exist, especially as we know it today. It'll break up.
Yes, I really loved talking with Dr. Lamiro.
It makes you feel good, right? Better than going to see
a
therapist.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So, all right, but this is the...
How can they not? Joe, how can they not? So... The middle America, including Democrats, elected a reality TV star to be president. Okay?
Yeah.
What does that tell you about the Democrat Party that they elected him over their own establishment Democrat candidate? That tells you a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, but but listen, and I'm not trying to demean Trump or anything, but that's what it is, right?
Right.
So they elected Trump over that, and then Democrats for the past 2 years have been screaming, yelling, pulling their hair out, and then when that doesn't work, when the little Veruca assault doesn't work, they become rabid donkeys and violently attack people who disagree with them in restaurants, anywhere, right?
Yep.
What do they have to offer this country? Not one thing.
What? And again, you're exactly right. What are they going to sell us on? When you look at what's being sold out there from them, they got. We kind of joked about it in the second segment. I said, are they going to sweep up the crumbs and give them back to Nancy because she wants them back because they're only crumbs? You know what are they going to do? They're going to raise your taxes back to where they were.
They're going to raise your taxes. Listen, they're going to raise your taxes. They're going to put gun control in place. Let me tell you something, and I'm going to have someone on my show tomorrow night to talk about this, because I'm guest hosting tomorrow night. But they are going to not only raise your taxes, they're going to increase the size of government, but they're also going to put massive gun control in place everywhere they possibly can, everywhere they gain control. And not only that, but they will continue to destroy the things that are actually good. Like, they want to ruin healthcare even more. Like, they already destroyed it with Obamacare. That wasn't enough. They want to just move along down the road and destroy it even more. These people have literally nothing to offer anyone in this country unless you are a far left winger who wants more government, higher taxes, less freedom.
Look,
they have nothing to offer regular Americans, which are the majority of people in this country, and that's why everyone needs to get out and vote and make sure you vote for Republicans, because Democrats are going to screw you any way they possibly can, and it won't be pleasant.
If you want to see what this country would look like under total Democrat control, just look at California, okay? I mean, highest taxes, right? You've got what's the rate when home ownership rate is down, right? We got the highest
people are fleeing California.
Oh yeah, yeah, and big numbers
fleeing.
But they'll tell you that. But other people are moving in. It's okay. Like, really?
Okay, illegals across the border, that doesn't count. And I'm not saying they don't count as people. It doesn't count as a net positive when you're talking about states and taxpayers contributing. This is a good, you're right, it's a good example, California. California has got one of the biggest economies in the world, yet it's got the highest poverty rate, highest homelessness rate. You have less freedom there, and they take more and more and more and more away every chance they get. I mean, the legislation that your legislators, state legislators vote on is some of the most ridiculous stuff I have ever seen in my entire life. And I've seen some ridiculous stuff because we have left-wing loons in in New Hampshire as well. But it's absolutely insane, and that's what you get. You get a failed state, even though they have all this stuff to make it a super successful state. It is literally a failed state because of Democrats running it.
Yours is crazy and growing. You guys are taking lessons from us here on the West Coast with the craziness.
You bite your tongue. Believe me. Oh, hey, wait a minute. Okay. We voted Republicans into control last election. We got constitutional carry as a result. Yeah, we got some other stuff that I don't like so much, but we do happen to have some rhinos. However, we can't let, if we let the Democrat Party now across this country is way different than the Democrat Party was, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago. The people that want control now are not your father's or your grandparents' Democrat Party. Sure. These people are far left wing loons. These people support the violent behavior. They support the mobs. Hey, you know what? I posted on Granite Rock today a meme that I saw. It was perfect. What sums up this election in two words? You have jobs or mobs. Your choice. Republican or Democrat. Jobs or mobs. What are you going to vote for?
That's the mantra I've been seeing pop up all over the place. And it's so true, though. I mean, it really is. What are they pushing out there? What are they talking about? You know, what are they offering us that they're not Trump?
Nothing.
We're gonna impeach Trump and Kavanaugh. That's what they're offering us.
Impeach Trump, impeach Kavanaugh. We want to dump the Electoral College. We want to get rid of how the senators are represented in the state. I mean, if Democrats really had their way, it would be New York and California running the entire country because they have the most population in the, you know, that those parts. And that would just totally self-destruction in this country. But they literally have nothing to offer, and that's why I don't understand why anyone pays attention. I'm sorry, abortion isn't the number one issue in any woman's life in this country. We are not morons. We know it's here. We know it's not going away. The economy is the most important because we have families. We support our families. We have to pay for our houses. We have to pay our bills. That's the most important thing. And we can't risk having another failed economy like under Obama because then we can't do all those things for our families. Forget abortion. That won't even matter then, you morons.
That wasn't a failed economy. Have you been reading I call them the Obama papers. Every time you look at Time or it's one of those other magazines, they're always talking about how good things were under Obama, how they were coming back. I mean, this pastor that just got released from Turkey, how long would it take under Obama, do you think?
Never.
That's right.
It would have never happened. There's a lot of things that Trump has done that Obama should have done or could have done, but didn't. And people see that. Not everyone sees it, but people see that. And they're saying, well, why didn't Obama do that? Well, why didn't, you know, he was there 8 years. He could have done something about this, but he didn't. Because Obama didn't care. The last thing he cared about was the people. He cared about power and pushing these crappy policies and ideologies that hurt people like Obamacare, which we're still hurting from in this country.
You know, and I love how they're trying to spin this. Every tweak that they're trying to make to Obamacare, anything that they're trying to do to make it better, they see it as, you know, we're trying to screw the little person. We're trying to screw the lower socioeconomic groups. And here's the deal. If you show them how the premiums have gone up 100%, 114%, 118%, they'll say, yeah, that's every reason why we should provide health care for free. Because it's costing them.
Oh, my God.
They're talking about doing it in California. Right?
Good luck with that.
They're going to add $200 billion
of
a budget we can't afford.
You're going to have to move. You know what? If Newsom wins, you got to move. Promise me you'll move. Because I'm going to be afraid for you.
Well, then who's going to fight?
It's not even worth it if that weasel gets in.
We're up against it. So
just
you go ahead
let it sink into the Pacific.
Yeah.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, GraniteGrock.com, and on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
Yeah, you would let us go down, wouldn't you? Anyway,
I will not let you sink into the Pacific.
you'll throw me a lifesaver. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Coming up in the next hour, Deontay Johnson. We're going to talk about the black movement in America. And why do they love Trump so much? They're supposed to hate him. Just ask Jackson.